Unit 4, Lesson 2, Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Bob made an interesting speech about his favorite animal in yesterday's English class. Bob made an interesting speech about his favorite animal in yesterday's English class.
2. Susan has kept a tortoise for more than 2 years. She feeds meat to it every day. Susan has kept a tortoise for more than 2 years. She feeds meat to it every day.
3. Mom took Jimmy to the zoo yesterday. He was really happy beyond description. Mom took Jimmy to the zoo yesterday. He was really happy beyond description.
4. Sam raises a cat as a pet. He thinks it is easy to take care of and keeps him company. Sam raises a cat as a pet. He thinks it is easy to take care of and keeps him company.
5. I take my dog out for a walk for about 40 minutes every day. It's good exercise. I take my dog out for a walk for about 40 minutes every day. It's good exercise. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你所听到的对话和问题，选择最恰当的答案。
1. You look pale, Tina. What's the matter?
I've got a bad cold.
Question. What's wrong with Tina? You look pale, Tina. What's the matter?
I've got a bad cold.
Question. What's wrong with Tina? 2. Linda, I wonder which animal you like best.
Cats. Cats are my favorite animals.
Can you tell me why you like them best?
Because they are quiet and they are easy to take care of. They are also good at catching mice.
Question. Why does Linda like cats best? Linda, I wonder which animal you like best.
Cats. Cats are my favorite animals.
Can you tell me why you like them best?
Because they are quiet and they are easy to take care of. They are also good at catching mice.
Question. Why does Linda like cats best?
3. Hey, Jimmy, you've won the first prize in the speech contest.
Really? Linda, you must be pulling my leg.
Question. What does Jimmy mean? Hey, Jimmy, you've won the first prize in the speech contest.
Really? Linda, you must be pulling my leg.
Question. What does Jimmy mean? 4. Peter, I've got a pet rabbit.
So have I. I've kept one for more than 2 years.
Question. What pet has Peter got? Peter, I've got a pet rabbit.
So have I. I've kept one for more than 2 years.
Question. What pet has Peter got? 5. Tom's house was on fire last night.
Did he get hurt?
No, he was sleeping when the fire started, but luckily his dog kept barking and woke him up. Tom dialed 119 and the fireman came and put out the fire.
Question. How did the dog help Tom?
Tom's house was on fire last night.
Did he get hurt?
No, he was sleeping when the fire started.But luckily, his dog kept barking and woke him up. Tom dialed 119, and the fireman came and put out the fire.
Question. How did the dog help Tom?
6. We've got to do something about the neighbor's dog.
Why? Has it been in our garden again?
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue? We've got to do something about the neighbor's dog.
Why? Has it been in our garden again?
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
Three. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合听到的内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Curly is my big black dog. He is so strong that he often carries me on his back. He likes to run and play with me. He likes to follow my father around on the farm too.One day, my father took off his jacket and put it under a big tree. Curly stood and watched him. My father said, "Watch my jacket, Curly." Curly sat down on the jacket. My father forgot all about his jacket and went home without it. Later in the evening, I looked everywhere for Curly. I called, "Curly, Curly," but no Curly came.Soon, my father wanted something in his jacket. He went to get the jacket. Then he remembered what he had done. He went back to the big tree. What do you think he saw? Curly was sitting on the jacket so that nobody can carry it away. Curly is my big black dog. He is so strong that he often carries me on his back.He likes to run and play with me. He likes to follow my father around on the farm, too. One day, my father took off his jacket and put it under a big tree. Curly stood and watched him. My father said, "Watch my jacket, Curly." Curly sat down on the jacket. My father forgot all about his jacket and went home without it. Later in the evening, I looked everywhere for Curly. I called,Curly, Curly, but no Curly came. Soon, my father wanted something in his jacket. He went to get the jacket. Then he remembered what he had done. He went back to the big tree. What do you think he saw? Curly was sitting on the jacket so that nobody can carry it away.
Four. Listen to the dialogue and complete the sentences.
听对话，完成下列句子。
Wild Animal Park. Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. Well, my friend says you've something called adopt an animal.
That's right, sir. You give money to help an animal of your choice.
Yes. Well, what do I do exactly?
Have you got an adoption form, sir?
No, I haven't.
No problem.Just give me some details, and I can fill out the form for you. Now, sir, your name is...
Jones, Brian Jones.
That's B-R-I-A-N, Brian, and J-O-N-E-S, Jones, is it?
That's right.
And your address, Mr. Brian Jones?
36 Park Road, postcode is NW7.
36 Park Road, NW6.
No, NW7.
Right. And which animal would you like to adopt, Mr. Jones?
I don't know.
Well, you can choose between a brown bear, a tiger, and a panda.
A brown bear, I think. I like bears. Well, how much is that?
You can give as much as you like, sir, but the smallest amount of donation is £50.
£50. Yes, I suppose that's all right.
Good. Now, Mr. Jones, we'll send you a copy of the form by post.Wild Animal Park. Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. Well, my friend says you've something called adopt an animal.
That's right, sir. You give money to help an animal of your choice.
Yes. Well, what do I do exactly?
Have you got an adoption form, sir?
No, I haven't.
No problem. Just give me some details and I can fill out the form for you. Now, sir, your name is...
Jones, Brian Jones.
That's B-R-I-A-N, Brian, and J-O-N-E-S, Jones, is it?
That's right.
And your address, Mr. Brian Jones?
36 Park Road, Postcode is NW7.
36 Park Road, NW6.
No, NW7.
Right. And which animal would you like to adopt, Mr. Jones?
I don't know.
Well, you can choose between a brown bear, a tiger, and a panda.
A brown bear, I think. I like bears. Well, how much is that?
You can give as much as you like, sir, but the smallest amount of donation is £50.
£50, yes, I suppose that's all right.
Good. Now, Mr. Jones, we'll send you a copy of the form by post.